What are you willing to sacrifice?
For what?
For your happiness.
For my happiness? Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Have you been really contemplating this?
Yeah.
This
is deep. I just gave up porn.
You did this for your happiness?
Yeah. 100%.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What watch is that?
Oh, it's the new Yachtmaster. You want to see it?
Yeah, I do. Oh, it doesn't have like a button. It has like a, oh, that's badass. Well, I know what
score.
I want.
Score in Vegas.
Is that my setup? For real?
Yeah.
This is nice, dude.
Yeah.
This is nice. I wish I knew what I liked, like the way you do. Like, I said that before.
I told him I'm coming back in September. He goes, I'll have something for you.
Let me hit her up. Let me hit her up now. Are we recording? Perfect. That's a great way to start the episode. I'm in Vegas at the end of the month. Paso Robles in Vegas. By the way, I am in. What a great way to start.
What
do you have any tour dates? Do you have any tour dates?
I have a bunch. When does this come out?
This comes out next week. Next week, I will be in Hawaii surfing. I'm taking Georgia surfing.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to go in Hawaii?
Tom, considering this comes out Wednesday and I'm leaving tomorrow.
Well, which island are you going to?
Oahu. I'm staying at Turtle Bay.
Oh, I just heard an Oahu surfer story. Shit, maybe I can get you the surf instructor. Or you already have somebody.
I have people that have offered to take us out, but that makes me really uncomfortable.
You probably want to be with a pro, right?
No.
You don't want to be with?
I just want to be with like...
I mean, do you want to be with a professional instructor?
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get the contact.
Okay. But like, I have a hard time when people say, oh, don't worry, I'll pay for it. It makes me uncomfortable because then I feel like I can't do what I want to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
I go, just let me pay for it so that I know that, like, when they go, the meal's on us. I go, you don't know how I eat.
They definitely don't know how you eat.
Hey, drinks are on us. And I go, that's going to put a dent.
Yeah.
But
you have a retirement account?
I've been off for 2 months.
You have been off. Yeah. I thought you meant off alcohol.
I've been off alcohol for 2 weeks. But
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 full weeks.
Well, Leanne's birthday, I drank.
Which was
Saturday night.
Okay, so it's not.
Yeah, not full, but like, who counts that? Like, when you, like, if someone goes, when was the last time you had a drink? Do you say the exact date?
Well, if they were asking me that question, I think I would answer.
Okay, when was the last time you had a drink? Well, so you do it. Go, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, me too. I don't know.
Okay, no, wait. I can tell you. I had a drink on Saturday.
What'd you have?
I had, it was some pisco, you know what I mean? Like concoction with, I don't know.
Oh, do you look at the menu and go, oh, that looks good?
No, they actually brought it out. They were like, this is the chef's menu. They're like, he wants you to have this, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And then I think the other drink I had that week, I always go for like gin and tonics. It's just like, it always feels fresh, you know, like refreshing.
It's so funny. I did not want to drink at all. Like, because I drank on Leanne's birthday and I didn't want to. I didn't want to because,
so you didn't want to break your streak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, like.
Right. You're like, I'm in a streak.
I'm feeling good. Take a look at my recovery on my Whoop. Look at this. You're going to be fucking jealous. Look at my recovery on my Whoop. You're not wearing your Whoop?
I'm not wearing it.
Look at my recovery.
It's Those are fucking solid.
I know.
Is that green. Because of tequila?
It's because, no, I've been drinking.
But you made this big push for tequila.
Well, yeah, my recovery is through the roof on tequila, but this is going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
I stopped losing the feeling and like the ability to move the front of my face when I drank tequila.
What do you mean?
Like I had a hard time smiling at people.
This might be a deeper issue. I don't know if it's tequila related.
No, I was.
Have you thought about seeing a neurologist?
I don't know. I've gotten all the tests. I talked to my neurologist about it, and he was like, "It doesn't sound like a real thing." I was like, "Is it? Because it doesn't happen."
All your tests are good.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, all of them?
All of them. My testosterone's really low.
Okay, but blood work.
Perfect.
Liver.
Perfect. Not perfect. I think the range is 4 to 35, and I'm 37. But yeah, it's not. It's
mid. Your kidneys are fine.
Kidneys are fine. Everything's fine. Testosterone's low. Cardiovascular, perfect. My inflammation was up, which he's like just as a sign of just being inflamed. But you know, when I stopped drinking, yeah, I guess I don't know. But no, I did the scans on the neck.
Yeah,
I did the CT scan. I did the one that killed John Ritter.
Okay,
I did all of them, and they're all fine. I think they do it in ranges of like 0 to 15% blockage, which is minimal, which is kind of not inconsequential, but if
not significant,
So on both, I was 1 to 15, but they can't 0 to 15. They can't tell you where you are. They just know, and I'm 0 in my heart. 0 everywhere else.
And your brain's okay?
I don't think so.
I was going to say, there's no holes in there?
You know, I wonder if I'm getting, because I noticed I stopped communicating in words a lot. Like, I started going like, hey, give me a, like, just, and it was just easier.
Yeah. But you're also on stage communicating in words, unless you're doing that on stage.
I've been doing stand-up, so I've been off for 2 months.
How does that feel?
I could give it up.
Right.
Dude. I've never done this. I've never taken 2 months off.
Wouldn't it be cool if they're like, oh, the life expectancy of a person is 55, and so like your work life is over now? Like you could be like, oh, I retire.
I could retire until I was 55. I actually could. I could actually live a very nice life until I was 55.
Right, but then they're like, you're supposed to die around now.
No, but if in 5 years.
That's what I'm saying, around 55.
Oh, I got 5 years to blow it the fuck out?
Just to do whatever you want. I know. It's so much longer. Life is so long. I hate when people say life is short. It's life, so fucking long.
You know, it's so funny. I have a buddy. Not funny. I shouldn't even talk about it. I have a buddy dealing with cancer. You know him. Shout out to my buddy John Moore. He's maybe.
I didn't know he has cancer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty public. I posted it on Instagram.
I didn't know.
He's been battling with it, and it's funny. Not funny. I don't mean funny. Lighthearted, but he is a comedy writer.
He is
fucking hilarious. Yeah, he's written on, for everyone who's listening, he's written on all the roasts. He's been a producer on all your favorite shows.
Yeah. He's also the guy that if you have a text, every text response will make you laugh out loud.
He got a TV show. He went in for a TV show. He wanted to be a writer and executive producer on a TV show. And the person, he went in for the interview and the person said, how are you with long hours? And he goes, I love them. And they go, how are you with shitty pay? And he's like, I don't give a shit. I just want the opportunity. And they were like, great, because we pay you. We work you long hours and all we pay you in is chicken. And he goes, great. And he left the meeting, went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, walked back, and brought in a bucket of chicken, sat on the table, he goes, I'll work for the first week for free. And he got the fucking job.
That's really funny. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but he's been battling cancer aggressively. I mean, I follow him on GoFundMe. I don't have all the links right now, but like, I've posted it on my Instagram and you can find him. But you get updates on GoFundMe. That's the thing I like about GoFundMe is like you can follow the person's
journey.
Yeah. And he'll give updates. And man, cancer's a motherfucker. It's unrelenting. It's unrelenting, but he still has a sense of humor about all of it. Like we were texting, I was getting ready to go to a bachelor party and we were texting on the plane and he's still fucking making me laugh.
Yeah.
And he's dealing with it. He's in the thick of it right now. I think he's gonna turn around okay. But
do you know what type he's battling?
I don't. And so it'd be irresponsible for me to even speculate.
Yeah, don't speculate.
But the one day he texted me and he was like, you don't know how rough this can be. Just the fucking mucus, like, cause it's in his throat. So it's like, it has a hard time swallowing and eating. And I woke up and this is like the first day I didn't drink and I was hungover and I went, what am I doing? Like, I'm fucking at 50% right now. When, if you gave this opportunity to John, he'd be like, go put me at 100%. I'll bust my ass in the gym. Just give me one day of 100%. He's at fucking 35% every day because he's got to do that. Yeah. And that day it was like 6 a.m. I was getting ready to go somewhere, fly somewhere. And the sun was coming up. I felt the sun hit my face. And I was like, I'm gonna hop off the wagon. I'm going to work out hard as fuck. I'm going to try my hardest to be healthy. And then I got all my blood work back. And I was like, dude, I'm blessed. I'm fucking blessed that as hard as I fucking partied.
Yeah.
And now I go back on the road.
When do you go? Next week?
Yeah. Atlantic City, September 4th, 3rd and 4th. And then a Canada run. Oh my God, Tom.
Yeah.
So they go, oh fuck. So, cause we just talked about this.
Yeah.
So the bus is here. Peter had packed up the bus last night.
Yeah.
And so they tell us we're going to do Atlantic City. Then I come home. Then we're going to do a makeup date in Spokane. Mm-hmm. Then Victoria, British Columbia.
Yeah.
And they say, listen, the bus is going to meet you in Spokane. It's easier for us to take the bus around, but no drugs going into Canada. And yeah. We're like, well, easy. We've cleaned the bus out. Like, we're getting the bus clean. We just put everything in. And so it's super easy. The bus is empty.
Yeah.
So we load the bus up. Peter comes back with over an ounce of marijuana. It was in my disc golf bag.
See?
Fucking 9 joints, a bag of weed some guy gave me, my fucking smoke can, the little one-hitter thing, a vape pen, all in that thing. Dude, we almost went into Canada. And I don't even know where Victoria is. Is Victoria up by Vancouver?
Yeah.
Where is Victoria?
Victoria is right, like, on the way to Vancouver.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would have pulled in, we would have fucking got arrested. And you just told me the story about you going through.
Dude. That was, yeah, I fucking almost had a sweet old bus driver go to jail because I forgot there was weed.
Here's the question. What are you willing to sacrifice? I read a quote the other day that kind of stuck with me. It said, the death of one man is a tragedy. The death of thousands is a statistic.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, I'm really into history.
Yeah. You're obsessed. Yeah. You're obsessed. I forgot to say that.
I'm obsessed with history. Yeah. I'm obsessed with history.
Yeah.
I don't even realize my kids are making fun of me when they say nightmare and 100%. I don't even realize they're making fun of me.
Oh, they're doing it.
Like, they're like, the other day, do you guys want pizza? And Ali goes, 100%. I don't know, because I say it in regular life.
Yeah. So they're,
and I was like, for real, you want it? And she's like, 100%. And then I was like, Georgie, you want pepperoni? She's like, Dad, that would be a nightmare. And I'm like, I know, right? Fucking assholes. So what are you willing to sacrifice?
For what?
For your happiness.
For my happiness? Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Have you been really contemplating this?
Yeah.
This is deep.
I just gave up porn.
You did this for your happiness?
Yeah. I was watching a pretty fucked up video and I was like, this isn't going to happen in my real life.
I have a lot of thoughts on porn.
I'd like to hear all of them.
Well, okay.
It's good seeing you again, buddy.
It's good seeing you too, buddy. I mean, first thing I'd like to say is that I don't shit on anybody in that industry.
I don't at all.
I know. I'm putting it out there that I don't like. There's a stigma that they deal with. In my experience, I was just saying that to somebody that my experience with people in that industry is always. It's always amazing. Like, I'm saying that I've been fortunate to do like comedy bits with adult performers.
Yeah.
I just did a couple. I just had two in.
In the new thing?
In that thing, two came. But they're ooh, just. Ooh, they're
can you
doing,
tell me who?
I don't know if it would ruin anything. I mean, I'll tell you. Of course, I'll tell you who.
Yeah. But you want to edit it out?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I had
in
this thing. And. But in my experience,
good call, Halston. Good call.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
Jesus, doing the Lord's work. That's
not right. But anyway, is that they're always so cool and mm-hmm. nice. And so I just want to put that in a,
I will take it a step further. I think the whole industry as a whole is a nice decompression button from regular life. I can't, here's where I have a crux with it. I can't imagine living a life where my wife wasn't cool with me watching porn.
Yeah, that'd be strange. I agree with you.
I have a friend who's not allowed to go to a strip club, and like Leanne's totally cool with strip clubs.
Yeah,
and I think growing up in Florida, I think maybe I, because in Florida, at the end of the night, that's where everyone went.
Well, strip club also as a group is very different than strip club alone
by yourself.
It's very different. But the
it's a regular sized dick.
It is not.
That's a regular sized dick.
It definitely is not. I promise you.
This guy's pretty good. Who's he?
I hate that I know who he is.
okay. All right, keep going. But this is, don't pull it off the screen. Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
So this is what I was saying. So first of all, what I'm saying is like great people. They've always been so sweet. And every time I've met somebody like that, they've been great. My thought on it to one degree is that you have to accept that this is fantasy and entertainment, and it's serving a purpose. And there's times in your life where like it really does serve, you know, you're alone. Let's say we're comedians, we're on the road, and you know, you're in your hotel room and you're like, I just want to like jerk off, right?
Yeah.
And you pull it up and it serves its purpose. I can think of times too, especially when I was like, I don't know, I feel like I just got here, early 20s alone, where I can think of like watching what I would say is like just way too much. And you get into this space where you're like, this isn't healthy, because too much of anything can be like disruptive to you. I think there's an imbalance to it. And I think the older you get, I mean, to me, I've become less interested in porn as I've gotten older. I see it like, I see it for what it is. I see it as serving a purpose, it being there to do something, to stimulate your mind in some way, you know, to arouse you, that it is a fantasy, but ultimately it isn't reality. And even like people that work in the industry would tell you like, no, this isn't real. This is a performance that we're putting on.
Yeah.
I actually think and this isn't because I don't want to take, I preface this with like, I don't want to take business away from any of the ones that work, whatever, but I think we're all better off not consuming it all the time. I'm saying this as somebody who's watched plenty. And I joke about it all the time. I talk about it, and I'm not an anti-porn activist at all. I'm saying for your mind, for your happiness, for your sex life, you know, the I think the way that it serves you as a couple or whatever is probably to watch, like, if you find something you'd like to watch, take.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Together.
I think it would be great. I never could, in a million years, could get Leanne to watch it together. No. Like, here's what's crazy. She's cool with it. She's cool with me watching porn. But I don't think she knows what porn is. Like, I don't, what like, do you mean? Like, I don't think, like, I think she's cool with me watching it, but she's not cool watching it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, she's cool with the disconnect of going, if that helps him get through the day and keeps us happy,
there you
and
go.
He needs to jerk off at watching, you know, whatever he needs to watch, or these girls, which is, it's crazy because, like the girls I enjoy most remind me of Leanne.
Do you, have you ever met any of them?
Yeah. And Christy Mack. But that, you know what's crazy? Hmm. Here's the crazy thing about, like, meeting Christy Mack is, like, I mean, I say this respectfully, and I hope this doesn't come out wrong, but, like, I felt a tad bit creepy at times because I'm a fan of hers.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan. I'm, first of all, she's a little different than everyone else because I followed her life, you know, like I followed her when I first heard about her on Rogan. Right.
Yeah.
When she was dating that one guy.
Yeah.
John. And then I followed the tribulation. I followed them at, like, MMA fights. I was like, oh shit, that's a Christy Mack chick.
Yeah.
She had a cool look. She has all tattooed up.
Cool, yeah.
She likes snakes. I like snakes. She like fucking dogs. Like I was like, oh, this is a cool chick. And then you follow the fight and the beating and then the whole story. And then you follow all of it. And then in a weird way, you're like it's good to see her happy, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But also, there is a moment where you're sitting in a room with her talking and you're like, my only way of coming about you is by watching you naked.
Yeah. I don't know if you, maybe you didn't experience this too. So far, and this has happened 100% of the time for me.
Yeah.
Every time I've met a porn star,
yeah,
I can't sexualize them anymore.
Oh, I haven't.
Because
funny, I think meeting Christy Mack's boyfriend was the thing that killed it for me.
Oh well, that makes sense.
I was like, he's a really cool dude.
That's the thing is that, like, because what you realize is that when you want, like, if you just go to, like, a tube site and you watch a clip,
yeah,
right, you're just like, you're in this room with this person who, there's a distance between you and them in, like, reality. They're just like this uber sexual person.
Yeah.
And you're watching them have sex. And, like, okay, that's super arousing. When you're at the Comedy Store or wherever, and somebody goes, this is Christy Mack. And you're like, oh, hey. And then you just start talking about, like, she's like, yeah, you know, a flight was delayed. And you're like, oh, yeah, you know, were you fly into LAX? Fucking nightmare, right? And then you start talking about real life stuff. The separation from fantasy person to real person, it's like this thing just kind of disintegrates.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, you're just like my friend. It's like you're a regular person now. I can't watch you anymore in that personally.
I have not.
I can't
watch one clip of Christy Mack since I met her, and you're right. I can't because I met her and her boyfriend, and I just was like, I was like, and I felt weird.
By the way, they all hate us so much right now. They're like, stop saying to not watch.
Do not meet them. Yeah. Is what the
that's
point
what
is.
I'm saying.
Don't meet your
don't
heroes.
Meet them. Yeah, don't meet them.
It's because it is. I wonder what, so like everyone goes, I was going to do comedy, right?
Yeah.
So because everyone thinks they're funny.
Sure.
I think that's what the weird part is, that I think there's a kinship between porn stars and stand-ups and strippers because we all work at night. We all have fun. Everyone's like, oh, that would be the lifestyle. Yeah. And then you're like, well, you don't live in it, but it is fun. We chose it. But I think there's a kinship in occupations. A bunch of us late
100%.
Night bartenders, chefs, porn stars, strippers,
it's a fraternity,
bouncers. Like we work like vampires, and so, but I wonder. Like people always go, "Oh, I'm really funny," or "I could be." I wonder. So the percentage of people, and we actually probably know a lot that could have been stand-ups had they committed their minds to it. Or
I have
tried.
A friend that I think of immediately.
I have two that I go immediately. Yeah. I go the funniest guy I've ever met.
I still go, you're so goddamn funny.
Yeah,
so funny,
and. I wonder what percentage of women could have been porn, like, or like, so like, I use Christy Mack, and I'm so sorry that we're using her name exact specifically.
Yeah.
But like, Christy Mack is Adriana Chechik, perfect example.
Yes.
I just use her so that we shoulder some of the name. Adriana Chechik is a is a superstar in bed.
Yeah,
the things she does sometimes will you'll go like, whoa. Like, I didn't even think about something like that.
Sure.
I wonder what percentage of women are like that in the bed. Because, I mean, this respectfully, Leanne is not a adventurous X game star in the bed. She's not like a, seriously, see if you can put your whole fist in my ass. Like, that's not Leanne. It's not fingers in her asshole. Not going to happen.
Yep.
Pussy to mouth. That shit doesn't happen. Like, she's just a real fucking, she's a Bert, offensive lineman of sex.
But you also realize that is... You realize that is most, right?
No, that's my point. That's is like most people. Is like what percentage is not? Like what percentage of women?
There's some super freaks. Let's be clear. There's some super freaks out there. And a very, I think some of them go like, I could do that. But there's the biggest difference between the regular person who's like, I'm a freak and I can do this professionally. And the ones you see is everything I think is different. When there's lights and cameras and people standing around you in a room,
okay.
That's what separates all of them. Ah. Is that they walk into the room the way you walk on stage. You walk on stage, and you know your funny friend who doesn't do stand up. It's different because the difference is you're like, yeah, but I'm gonna get up on stage, and everyone's just gonna look, and it's just gonna be me and a microphone,
yeah,
and this horrible body, and they're all gonna laugh, And that's like.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah. Oh.
I got a horrible body.
The difference is that, like, the sexy girl at home or guy who's like, I could, you know, because there's a lot of dudes who are like, I could, dude.
I have so many friends that I grew up with. They're like, if you didn't show my face, bro, I'd put it down.
Right. And the difference is you go, you walk onto a set. I mean, I was on a set yesterday that it was not shooting a porn, but there's porn people there, and you start thinking about it. You're like, I mean, there's cameras, there's 20 people standing around, there's lights, and you're just like, this is where a guy is just like, yup, naked, ready to go. I mean, that is a different type of pressure.
So I did side pivot. I want to be on this conversation, side pivot, because I think this leads to a good place.
Okay.
Trip flip, we did in Paris.
You did porn?
We had a couple. Uh-huh. And we were outside the Notre Dame in an apartment overlooking with a beautiful view of the Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to do charcoal sketchings. So we set them up to look at the Notre Dame with their things there. And then I'm to show up naked and go, actually, you're sketching this. And it's me naked.
Uh-huh.
So problematic now.
Very.
No one's consent. But you know, it's like running up the fucking everyone at Travel Channel signs.
Yeah,
off
yeah,
on
that's
it.
Funny.
It's
yeah.
A good, yeah, it's a good bit. It's a good bit. Is Bert cool with it? I'm like, but Bert's the last one that needs to be cool with it.
Do you have a hard on?
So they send me up to the room.
That would be the best.
They send me up to the room, and I decide I'm gonna get hard.
Wow. So this is where this is going.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm gonna get hard.
Yeah.
And then I'll show it. I'll go hard. Then it'll go. But it'll look nice for the drawing. So they sent me up to the artist's loft.
Yeah.
Trip flip, nude model.
Yeah.
Bert. Yeah. So that's me naked. That's the couple. God rest their souls. I think it definitely made the rest of the trip very awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't speak for them, but I didn't for me. But once you see someone naked, then it's hard to not see that.
Yeah.
So
the only thing that would have been better would have been if she had been like really into you.
She was not.
But right.
She definitely was not.
But that would have
really... She was a rescue worker, and she still is probably a rescue worker in Colorado.
Okay.
She does mountain rescues. And
so wait, do you go upstairs and fluff yourself?
That's so I go upstairs to the artist thing. They have them downstairs having coffee. Uh-huh. So I run up to the artist thing. Artist is actually, go back to the artist. I think the artist was kind of attractive. Older lady,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of attractive, mm-hmm. Very French, very cool.
Yeah,
and she says, sees nude people all the time.
Yeah,
you'll be on a nude model, and I said, yeah. And she goes, okay. Do you want a glass of wine? And I was like, yeah, fuck, I'll take a glass of wine. And I was like, hey, is it okay if I like? She goes, yes, of course. Make it the way we want to see it. It does, yeah, like David, you do it. And so it's like okay. So I get a glass of wine. I go back into the back corner of her house, and I start to fluff. And nothing
right
has happened. Nothing yeah, right. has happened. Like, it's getting smaller.
Yeah.
And I am doing everything. I pull up porn on my phone. I can't get
it's the pressure.
Anything.
Yeah.
I am doing the where you grab at the base and whack it back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pump blood into it. Nothing. Now, granted, it is ice cold in this apartment.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, we're all in fucking long. Nothing is happening. And my sound guy, John Sales, comes in. He's like, are you ready? And I was like, not even close. And he looks at it and he's like, oh, my God. I mean, it's the worst it's ever been. It's the worst representation of my dick that it's ever been. I mean, I'm talking drunk at a dinner party, kick him out. I don't ever want to see you guys again. That's what my dick looks like.
Yeah.
So they bring the couple in and they start looking in the Notre Dame. And our producer comes back. He's like, you ready? And I was like, this is all I got. And he's like, that's what we're going to go with. And I walk out totally naked with, I'm not even joking, maybe this much dick. Uh-huh. Maybe this much dick. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
And they turn. The dude starts laughing. And the girl's like, ugh. And I sit there. And so I get on the couch and I pose.
Uh-huh.
And it's, and I mean, my crew is crying laughing.
And it's like, it's not,
by the way, it's standing a little bit because it's that small.
It's that small.
And I'm shaking. I've got chili bumps. It's cold. And so this is the worst part is they go, should we bring a heater in for Bert? And she's like, I have a heater over here. And so my sound guy, John Sales, moves the heater. My dick feels the heat. And as they're crying, it starts going and expanding and relaxing. And everyone's like, it is the, I have that picture somewhere. It is so, because the woman, the artist did a drawing of it too. And it is so bad. It is so bad.
You have a copy?
I have a copy of it. It's somewhere around here.
You should hang it.
I should. Dude, it was so bad. It was so bad that I mean, that was in Paris. I looked good then.
You look really good.
That was a rough trip for that lady. That we had a bunch of coffee.
It's a nice
that was
a jacket, bro.
It was a great jacket. I bought it at
in Italy.
In Italy.
I remember the Italy jacket story.
They were a cool couple. He was a really cool dude. I liked him. I think that once
was
I got
that naked, before or after your dick right there?
That's after my dick. That's really? That's in a castle. That's after my dick. And after we get in a helicopter and we get in a helicopter to go. Dude, this show was so problematic. It's not, you can't find it. Discovery Plus is not airing it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about buying it from Discovery and airing it on my website and doing commentary because there were so many problems in the show. We get her in.
If you could get that uncensored too, you could make a lot of money with that episode.
Well, my fucking dickhead crew was supposed to shoot it like Austin Powers with stuff in front of my dick. And they were laughing so hard, they just shot me naked.
But that's even better.
Just dick and everything. Nothing blocking
but
it.
But that'd
just
be better for if you get to own it, you could actually sell that.
They passed pictures of I know they did.
Of course.
At High Noon and at Travel Channel, they just sent my dick everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. But that is the point where I realized, I could not do porn because I couldn't get hard and I wasn't fucking anyone.
Yeah, this is back to the point of how people think they can do it. Also, I want to point something out. I'm not saying that no one should watch porn.
No, I'm still watch porn. Here's the thing.
I'm saying that you said, this all started because you said, what are you willing to sacrifice for your happiness? And you said, I stopped watching porn. And I was just advocating the fact that I think that removing like fantasy shit, like complete fantasy from your mind, you can stimulate your mind sexually with stuff. Here's the thing, that this is the biggest point I want to make.
Okay.
I've learned, I think, that you can stimulate your mind sexually without porn in other ways that you don't realize until you're not doing it with porn. Like if porn didn't exist, you would still want to fire things in your brain sexually. And so you're like, so how
I did that
can I
before
do it?
Porn existed.
Exactly. So it's like, it's in your mind. It could be reading things. It could be erotic.
Devil's advocate.
Okay.
But then hypothetically speaking,
yes.
Trump comes president again, I hope. And he, by the way, I have all this Trump shit that we got on the road.
He looks good, by the way.
Does he really?
No, he looks like shit. He looks like shit.
I bought all this Trump, the last run he did, anytime we went into the red state, I bought Trump shit, like a Trump pen that punched and like Trump.
Put him in, look at him golfing. He just golfed this weekend. God, he looks.
How old is he?
He's like 74 or 5. He really looks like, what is it?
He wears the hat every day, huh?
10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
He looks fucking terrible.
God. Oh.
He doesn't, that's not a good look.
It's not a, none of it's good. The face, the hair.
It's a solid hat, though. I had so much note of that memorabilia because we got it when we were doing the quarantine tour that I just picked it up. And the other day.
You have that hat?
No, I never. No, yeah, we do have that. Remember, I did. Remember, I did an Instagram video.
He's like knock-kneed, what is, right? Like the
ooh,
and he's got the pants up like over his navel. That's a real I've given up move.
I just started doing that today. Look, I just did that in a video. In a video, I did the video of me. I was going to do promote dates.
Yeah,
and I was doing this workout today where it was a quarter mile run. Man makers, you know, where you do a push up with the weights, but you do like those 20 of those. And then I had a 55 pound weight over my head. And I walked down to the end of the driveway and back. And I was like, I got to look good with this weight over my head. Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, get my camera out. And I saw it and you could still arms extended. You could still see like a lump in my belly. So I pulled my pants up and I was like, you can't see it anymore.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
So I don't know how but anyway, I got that hat. You remember I had that hat?
The Make America Great Again?
We went, Isla and I went to go float a river in Alabama, and she goes, I need a hat. And I said, just grab one. And she just grabbed the Make America Great Again, and I didn't say anything. And I went, that's a great hat, baby. I bought it. We walked out, and Leanne goes, what the fuck are you doing? And Leanne's dad's like, now that's a hat. And so then I did a video. I've done two videos in my house not realizing what's up. I did one where I was like coming in the old house, and I was coming in, and I was like, I think I was either FaceTiming you. I was FaceTiming you. And you go, whoa, 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 whoa. Stop right there. Is that a Make America Great Again hat? And I went, oh, yeah, it was on our hat rack. Oh, yeah. And then I did another one where I picked up a Trump 2020 flag.
Yeah.
And I'd put it on our mantle
mm-hmm.
for when the girls came home. And the girls came home and they went out. They were like,
oh, I remember this.
And then I forgot it was up there. And I watched Monday Night Football and started filming. I was like, this is why you watch football. Yeah. And it's a Trump 2020 flag. I had so much of that memorabilia that I'm blind to it.
Yeah.
So I had CBS come here to do something. And I have like Trump magnets everywhere. It's just, I don't see them. And that it's like, and immediately I was like, oh, it's CBS. They'll respect it. So... But that's when I had to clean out everything.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wait, we were talking about stimulating your mind.
Yes.
Outside.
So then, okay. So hypothetically, say Trump becomes president again and he pulls out all porn. Okay. He goes,
oh, porn.
No more porn. Yeah, yeah. And he says the same thing. Guys, how many more serial killers do we get? Because like I can get my mind stimulated. Like when I go without porn, I definitely know things turn me on quicker that I wouldn't maybe notice. But that also happens in the world as much as it happens in my house. Like, I definitely will, like, have you ever seen a chick running down the street? And you're like, God damn it, she's hot. Yeah. Like, I don't do that often. I remember I did it a lot when I was younger. Like, when I was younger, I didn't know that you couldn't check out other chicks in front of your girlfriend. I would be like, whoa. And then she'd be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, she's hot as fucking shit. Step up your game. You're not going to be around for long if you don't fucking pay attention to the teams. But I wonder if you get dudes who don't have a girlfriend, mm-hmm. who don't have any prospects of getting a girlfriend, that are now at a mall just standing under the escalator going, uh-huh. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, porn does serve a purpose for for some people who just get the demons out and then can operate in the world.
Absolutely. And that's why, absolutely, it serves a purpose. And absolutely, look, sometimes it's nice. It's a nice resource to like check out and enjoy. And like, you know, like I said, that hotel, we live that hotel life. And sometimes you're just like, you're alone and you're like, I just want to. Something to.
That's what Leanne one time said to me at dinner. I was at a dinner party and I was talking about porn. And Leanne goes, Your sample size is not everyone's sample size. She goes, your sample size is you and your friends. And you and your friends are degenerates.
Yeah.
And what you guys like, not everyone likes. And I was like, bullshit. Right. Every dude
she's
likes.
She's probably seen like 8 clips. And she's I've seen porn.
She has seen 8 clips of like regular.
Yeah, like blowjob.
Yeah, like a tasteful. Mount, like yeah. Yeah. Not like ah. You know, like, I want. When was the last time you tried something sexually, and Christina said no? Like, meaning, like I'll give you a perfect example, a soft example. Leanne's birthday. I shouldn't share all this, but I don't care.
Okay.
Leanne's birthday. Next morning, wake up. Leanne had a blast at her birthday.
I hit it out of the
fucking park. She goes to take George.
I saw the dancing. She was having.
She took George at orientation, and I was watching Isla because my sister got sick. I was watching Isla, and I said, working out one morning, and then I was like, I got to do something for Leanne's birthday, and she had said I want a dance party, and then Pete and Lacey were like, just like, well, we'll just get her a dance floor, and I was like, oh, what is this gonna be? And my sister Cotty goes, I'm on it. I just gave you my connect. They'll give you a dance floor. I think we got Carter Cruz, the DJ. I invited a very small amount of people, so it wasn't like, so Leanne didn't have to take care of people, because that's how Leanne works.
Yeah.
If it's too many people, then she has to make sure the house is clean. We had our cleaner come to clean the house top to bottom, got a dance floor, put up lights, Lacey, Tate. Everyone helped out. Everyone came and helped out and made food, and it was great. All ended up in the pool at fucking 2 in the morning. It was
great.
Fucking great. Next morning, she wakes up, right?
Yeah.
Panties, t-shirt, no bra, comes in. I'm taking a shit. Maybe not the best way to start sex, but
yep.
I'm taking a shit, and she's like beaming. I had a fucking blast last night. It's early, and so I was like, oh well, let's see. What I'm not. I stopped using words.
Yeah, yeah, you did, and you also are describing that you're literally pinching one off, and you're like,
give me a second to wipe, and I'll
as soon as I
let me take a look at this shit on this paper, and then I'll be ready to fuck you.
You have any wet wipes? Because it's pretty runny.
She's like, wash your hands and meet me in the bed.
Fuck, this is horrible. Okay, yeah,
but we do the first part, and then she's happy, so we go to do the second part, and I go, hey, I have a little, and she goes, nah. I was like, oh, okay. And like just like a typical, not like a, hey, don't do that, but like a typical, like, that's not happening. And you just go, all right. What percentage would you say that happens in your relationship where you suggest something and she goes, no, you can do this. And you're like, I'll take that.
Wow, that's a good question. I mean.
Because I have a great one after this. I have a great question that hit me hard as fuck. Okay, go.
Okay, I think. No, like, no, that's not happening. It's not all the time. It's a percentage. I don't know the exact percentage, but I feel like.
Like 15%?
Yeah, I think that sounds accurate. You know, but I'm also like, were you asking for something totally new?
No, well, I have. And it, by the way, those are always no.
But I mean, in this particular case, it's something
you've done. So it's just like, hey.
Something you've done before.
Fluff me up a little bit before we go in. Dr. Drew really painted the fucking, really hit it out of the park for me.
What'd he say?
He was like, or his wife did, actually. She said to Leanne, you don't always have to suck his dick till an orgasm. You just suck his dick a little bit and then that'll suffice. And for me, that just, I just love that and then sex. And then Leanne's like, nah, it's my birthday. Get to work, big guy. And I was like, okay. But if that was flipped, if I said that to Leanne, I was like, no, you'll be sucking my dick. Like, she'd be like, excuse me? Because there's no, like, even playing ground. I can't just be like, and suck this dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
no, it's not the same.
Or if she's like, hey, would you? And I go, no, that's not happening. We're doing it the thing I want.
Dude, they're so, by the way, Drew and Susan, they're so hypersexual.
Are they?
They're in their 60s.
Jesus.
And it's like.
Well, they still look good.
They do still look good.
They look good. They really, they don't look like they're in their 60s.
Yeah. I mean, and I might be wrong. I might, Susan, few years younger, so I don't want to get
I don't think she's in her 60s. Right. I saw a picture of him on Instagram the other day that I was
okay,
like...
Okay, but he's in his... He's like 62 or something.
He might be 70.
No. No. It's crazier that he is always... Always.
She was born in 1991.
What?
No, she got married in 1991.
She's 62.
She looks great.
She does look great. Yeah. They still go at it.
I think I'm going to get Liam on steroids.
You think that'll change her?
No. She wants to do one of those things. You know the place we go when we get the stem cells? Yeah. We got one in here in L.A.
Yeah.
I won't say their names because I don't want to blow up their spot.
Yeah.
But Leanne had a friend who was having hormonal problems. And they gave her like a little steroid pill in her ass. They'd cut a little slit, pill in her ass. And then, I don't really know how it works. Leanne has been so anti all that shit. I remember we had a friend who said, let me get you, I'll get you all the fucking, let me get you all the serums.
I remember. Yeah.
And Leanne was like, I'm not doing that. And the other day after her birthday, she hit me up and she goes, I'm doing it. I went, what? She goes, I want to feel healthy. She's like, I can't sleep. I get night sweats. If it's my fucking hormones, I'd rather get a good night's sleep and get some solid hormones in me.
Yeah.
So we're going to go get her blood work done and see if that's what it is. But like, and then I was like, I want to get more fucking.
Do you ask for a lot of like new sexual shit though? Or do you keep it like pretty much in your wheelhouse?
The only reason I do is because of porn.
This is what you asked for.
This was my epiphany. I'm sitting in a bed. I'm watching one of the more fucked up things you could watch. I'll tell you exactly what it was so everyone has perspective. It was, I don't know how I got on this search. I would love to know the thread that got me there. It was chastity cock cages with a sounding, it was a sound. Do you know what a sound is? The woman put the cock cage on the guy and then the nut thing. And then as she was putting in cage, she was sound. It was going into your urethra. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck am I watching?
And this is what you asked for?
No. Oh. I go, this isn't, like, how am I watching this? And then what, how did I get here? Is this healthy for me? This will never happen in my life, but I'm sitting here watching it almost like watching, like, and then I'm going like, and then I'm thinking, so who's into that? The chick or the dude? Like, you got it. Like, how did he get that? Because here's the deal. I could never get Leanne to do that. I could never get Leanne to do that. If I said to her, listen, it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
This is what I need in my relationship. I need you to cock cage me and then sound me as you cock cage me and then sit there topless with two rubber gloves on and just back and forth. That's what turns me on. She would be like, look at this. So like she looks like she's into it, right?
Yeah.
But is she just pleasing the guy? Is the guy into it?
I think so. I think that's how you...
How do you have this conversation? Like, I don't even know how to have this conversation.
But wait, you think she would be like that, I'm packing my stuff up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She has a hard time giving me a hand job. Like...
Why?
She's like, what am I supposed to do? What am I looking at? What do I do? Like, anything. Like, we were in, I don't want to get too into the weeds. She, like, look, here's the deal. I can't, this is not happening. And so I'm watching this, I'm not even watching this one. There's a few of these, but I'm going like, so first question, is their relationship stronger than my relationship?
This is not a relationship. This is your first mistake. This is not a relationship.
You don't think this is a relationship?
No, this is a lady that got $800 to stick a fucking metal straw down a guy's dick.
All right, hold on. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Go to their page.
Their page.
Hold on. Go to Melody Pleasure.
Okay.
Melody Pleasure.
Okay.
Okay. And she only has two videos up.
Right.
They're both her.
Okay.
Is that the same guy? So like, here's a question is like, you go to their page and it's this couple doing all this shit together. And then you're sitting there going like, that's what they do. They make these videos. But like I go, and these are just people you'll see like just at the DMV. You don't even know they do it. But how do they find each other? It's like two fucking whales running into each other in the ocean going, like, I didn't know you were a whale.
Yeah.
And then but like
there's probably like, you know, I mean, first of all, there's the internet. There's things you can, there's groups and you can start, there's word of mouth about like, you know, sex clubs. And I'm sure that if you're really into that, there's a way to find.
That's the one I saw.
Extreme Spike Taxi. We're good. I think we're good.
That's what I saw. That's what I saw. And what drew me in. Yeah, that's the exact one I saw.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Okay, we don't need to see any more. But like, I started going like, okay, so then.
I got it.
Just stop playing it. Oh, this is the exact one I saw. Yeah. This is the exact one I saw. This is the legit one I saw that I went, okay, I'm watching this. And then I go, see, I'm turned on by the gloves. And I was like, I wouldn't mind Leanne wearing gloves like that. And then I was like,
oh. Wait, so how do we get back to stimulating yourself sexually without porn? Because that's where we were.
Well, okay, so for me, it's seeing Leanne without a bra in the house, right?
Yeah, that's great then.
But for this guy, what is it for him?
But
he's
that's
like,
fine.
He's like, he's at a Jiffy Lube and he's watching an oil change. He's like, no.
Yeah, of course.
They're like, let's check his
oil. Or he's watching the weight rack where the fucking pole goes back in and out.
I mean, some people are into shit that's so. And once again, you can't kink shame them, right?
No, you can't.
Like, okay, so what's wrong with this guy? So, like, say this guy is a big movie actor. And you find out that Brad Pitt likes, not, it's a bad example.
Right.
I know he's your best fucking friend. Ugh. But you find out that, like,
I'm like, Arnie Hammer.
No, don't do that one. The poor guy's selling real estate in the Cayman Islands. By the way, I'd buy real estate from that guy. That's what they say.
What happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you see the documentary?
No.
No, I want to see it. There's a new documentary out.
Yeah, but it's about his family. That's not fair. They're all dead.
Family? I think it's about his story.
No.
What?
No. I have an inside line on this. Yeah. So I've been getting fed information about the Hammer family for possibly 12 years. Okay?
What?
Yeah. So I knew about the Hammer family, apparently, once again, allegedly, and I feel bad trashing. Can we listen to this? It's on Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I watched Hammer Time. Is that a different one?
To talk about what happened in my relationship with Armie Hammer.
Are you okay to bring up your phone?
Yeah. I haven't really digested this one. I have a fantasy about having someone prove their love and devotion and tying them up in a public place at night and making their body free use and seeing if they will f*** strangers for me.
My bet was going to involve showing up at your place and completely tying you up and incapacitating you and then being able to do whatever I wanted to every single hole in your body until I was done with you.
In the beginning, I felt like this was all perfect. This was amazing. He would say things, God, you're so perfect. How could you be this beautiful, this smart, so funny? It's like you're made for me. But then things changed. He pushes your boundaries a little bit at a time. You're his, completely. These are messages that are being sent literally within seconds of each other.
Whoa.
I mean, he said, I'm 100% a cannibal. I'm freaking out. It was all he wanted to ever talk about. Then I get a note that says I'm gonna bite the f*** out of you. And he was just like acted mad. The ropes were around your neck, your wrists, your ankles, and you're like completely immobilized. And I'm just closing my eyes until it ended.
Wait, he actually did this to them?
Well, some of it.
Once Courtney came forward, other women started coming forward.
How did Armie Hammer go from Hollywood Golden Boy to an alleged abuser?
Well, can I
when
tell you
all
something,
this
though?
Came out about Armie,
can we pause
I
it?
Was not shocked.
Yeah, please.
So wait,
also, there's I thought.
You're thinking of something else.
No, I know. I read something, a Vanity Fair article.
Yeah.
And his allegedly, like his dad and his grandfather were into weird stuff. Allegedly.
But I got to say something about even what we're watching.
Yeah.
And how I am responding to this.
Okay, because I'm responding.
Okay. The way that I see this, there's a bit of manipulation the way this is being presented, because those messages that you're seeing, and there's like dramatic music behind it, and like, you know,
yeah,
oh my God, it's like, I want to do this. It's going on at the time in a consensual relationship where they're also not, they're not showing you the response to those messages. Like the girl is like, you know, started that thing, and he's like, I want to tie you up and do whatever I want to you and all these things. You don't know if the response is like, yeah, that's hot. It's not a, it's not an unsolicited message to someone who's like, who the fuck are you? It's between two people that are dating at the time.
Yeah.
And he is doing like, you know, like pushing boundaries.
Yeah, but like, but here's the thing is like, I all I've seen is this so far.
Yeah.
But if he did tie a girl up and have sex with her, I'm assuming, I mean, if it wasn't consensual and he broke into her house and tied her up, that's one thing.
Yeah, but that's
not, it's like, and then we start getting into that really slippery slope of like, then do we outlaw rough sex?
Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I'm not into it because I don't know. I personally, my thing is not smacking an ass. I don't know why that doesn't turn me on.
Sure.
But I understand that there are people into choking people and stuff. Yeah. I get it. But like, all of a sudden you're like, okay, so then we need to do like.
What do you like it? Do you like it like really sweet and soft?
In all honesty, I like it in the dark, and I like it slow.
Slow.
Yeah. And real slow.
And real quick.
I am very quick. I am so quick I couldn't get into rough sex. My cardio doesn't get up that quick. I kind of have to stretch. I'd have to get rough before sex.
Yeah.
It just is so weird because you're right. You're only seeing one side of it. Yeah. And obviously it is a hit piece. This isn't someone that goes, let's find out the Armie Hammer story.
But if a couple people are dating, right? This girl's dating this guy and you develop a rapport and he starts sending you. I mean, these are like kink things where he's like, I'm going to own you. You're mine.
Yeah.
And like.
Fantasy talk. That's what turns you on.
What if she's just like, I am you. Yes. Yes, I mean, master.
Did they reply like, this is not cool?
Right. You're not.
If they did say that, and then he was like, I don't give a fuck. I will tie you up. I will fuck all your holes. I will
own you.
And she's like, please lose my number. And he's like, no, I have it. I'm coming over now. Yeah. And she's like, the door's unlocked.
Yeah, it's a real misrepresentation.
Like, there are women that are into, I'm not going to say it out loud, but there are women.
Of course.
That are into that shit, that fantasy shit. There are women that are into that. Yeah. That's like documented. Dude, this gets so fucking play the right. But I swear to God, allegedly.
Yeah.
And this is my information. This is like a family thing.
Really?
Allegedly. Keep playing.
Don't wake up and become this dark controller, abuser.
That's not fair.
This behavior, it's deep rooted. On the outside, we were a perfect family, but magnify succession a million times, and it was my family. If you believe about making deals with the devil, the hammers are top of the totem pole. Every generation in my family has been involved in dark misdeeds, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. I know my grandfather had a dark side, but I saw my father's dark side firsthand. And I've seen my brother's dark side. It was like a monster unleashed. Now it's Armie Hammer. It's just generation to generation. I've let the hammers control me my whole life.
What?
It's time to stop. I refuse to be silenced.
I'm a fan. I can't wait.
My name is
this.
Casey Hammer, and I'm about to reveal the dark, twisted secrets of the Hammer family.
I'm assuming that's someone that is definitely not connected to the inheritance.
And you're into this, right? You're gonna watch this.
I'm watching this. Yeah. There's no way if your fucking bank account is tied to the inheritance that you're like, I'm gonna destroy this family. Yeah. Wait, how much money do the Hammers have left? You know that he had nothing to do with Armin Hammer, right?
I have no idea what it is.
So the debt Armand Hammer. Net worth has been reported as high as $800 million at the time of his death. $1.6 billion.
So he died in 1990.
Well, you know his name.
Okay, how about why is the Hammer family, what fortune is it? After Armie's great-grandfather passed away, his father inherited more than $180 million fortune from his family's businesses. Aside from handling the family's oil business, Michael also owns other businesses like Hammer Productions and Hammer Galleries. We really don't, there's no explanation of what the origin of that money is.
I'll tell you, go to the Wikipedia of the grandfather. What's interesting is his grandfather, Armand Hammer, mm-hmm. went ahead and just bought the company Armor Hammer. You know, the baking soda?
Arm & Hammer?
Arm & Hammer or whatever. Arm
yeah.
& Hammer?
Yeah.
He just went ahead and bought it and was like, I'm done with the confusion. It's me too. Yeah, whatever.
Seriously?
Yeah. Google that. Yeah. He just was like, sure. It's sure like if someone came sure up with a beer me. Called Burt's Beer and I was or Burt's Beeswax yeah. and I was like, and I got so rich, I was like, just buy Burt's Beeswax. And this so way, everyone stops fucking asking this yeah. question.
Okay.
Arm & Hammer is a brand of baking soda, consumer products, whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Who owns, what family owns Armand? What this?
Yeah.
But it's kind of, you're right. It is kind of crazy because it's like I'm sure that if Leanne and I got divorced, there's a way she could, the text I sent her where I'm like, what's the matter? What? Army Hammer is not the heir to Arm & Hammer. Oh, they have stock in the toothpaste and the baking soda company. It's not named after them, yeah. but they bought enough stock so that he was like, enough of the questions. Yeah, sure. That's ours. But it is kind of crazy. And I mean, it's hard. And when you watch a documentary like this to not think it's gotta be a hit piece. They couldn't have gone in going, clearly. Let's tell the story.
And also,
but there's no money in telling that story. There's no money in,
I would be very interested in if they're going to show any responses to his messages or if it's all going to be, because when the story first broke and you're like, oh shit, this dude's wild, right? It occurred to me right away that they were only showing his stuff and like no responses.
Dude.
So how do you?
And here's the deal. Everything comes full circle.
Yes.
All these women who are playing the victim right now,
yeah.
there is the way the media works is they've been put up here. Wait, let's see it. The way the media works, they've been put up here. And now the fun story for the media is to take these women down. That's the way the media works.
Right.
Is that they go, all right, the fun thing for the media is to now exonerate Armie Hammer. That's going to be the fun thing, I think.
Okay, is this a response? This one is also. Let's see. I want to mark you. I want to bite you. I want to chain you up and rip you again and again. Fuck, this is overwhelming. Ha ha. What did you tell her when she brought up all the marks? What does she think happened or does she know? So the response is, every time I move my head, my neck hurts. It's so sore. It's never been this sore before. It's also...
Sounds like I'm talking to my
trainer. It's also never had a belt around it. Okay?
Doesn't sound like super...
Yeah.
Well, consensual. Sounds like
for not
yeah,
being
man.
Ready, you took it like a champ. No, I didn't. I tried to crawl away and cried hysterically. She's got to be so surprised. Ha ha. She goes to the pool and comes back to an assault victim. I couldn't even look at you during any of it. That's not how ready I was. She's a bit shocked. I'm not going to lie. You crawling, crying away while I stalked you down your hallway was so exhilarating. All right. Well,
maybe wrong. Maybe we're wrong.
A little bit of a tone.
Yeah.
Change. Okay. You around? I'll phone you later. Yes. How may I be of help, Daddy? Oh my God! When you call me that, I get so horny.
Ugh.
I need to drink your blood. Why the distance? I'm yours, Daddy. I will help you. He responds, I need you to rent us a place and set it up with a list of things. I'll mail you about it. Of course. Where? I'm going to be so naughty and kinky with you there. Oh, the possibilities. All right. So that's definitely a playful back.
Yeah, that's playful. Here's the deal: is like it's crazy. This is also one of those territories, just like politics, where I go, I got no room in this argument because I don't text like this.
Yeah. There's one other thing you got to say about a back and forth like this.
What?
I'm just saying to be totally fair to people.
Yeah.
You also don't know if there's a game in the back and forth of a text thread. In other words,
yeah.
I loved hurting you and oh my God, it hurt so bad. It was so painful. Oh, that, you know, like that playing into...
Well, that one chick was like, that's not how I saw it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not trying to explain that. Yeah, I'm just saying that if people have a rapport,
yeah,
that could be part of their game.
It's part of the gameplay. I mean, look, I'm the wrong one to fucking...
Speaking of sex, I have to tell you
something. Oh, wait. Go ahead.
So We did a podcast a few weeks ago where you were like, Tim Dillon, you know, he said like,
oh, I think and then he called me a fat fucking beach.
So he came on YMH Live and he was, I don't know if there's a better guest on any podcast.
He may be. I would argue he is the best podcaster we have right now.
He's so good.
Everything. Have you seen his last Rogan? Have you heard it?
I saw the clip about the
America.
Yeah, I saw dude, that.
That and the whole podcast.
Yeah,
the whole pod. Everything. He breaks down things so
because Tim is really smart.
He's really and he really reads funny. A lot.
He's really funny and he has that ability that great comics do, where you can set him up. And you just know he's going to run with something. It's like, you know, you can bring up, you know, there's certain people too, like, right? Like if you go, I'm going to bring up racial injustice or police, you know, brutality. I'm just going to set up this question to Chris Rock. You know, he's going to.
That's what he's been thinking about for the last month.
Yeah. And you know, there's something, you know, he's going to say something that is. It's going to go for a while. It's going to be thoughtful. It's going to be funny. And I feel the same way with Tim, where like you bring up, you know,
abortion. He did a rant on abortion where he's like, first of all, I think we should force abortions, force pregnancies. But here's the beautiful thing about Tim is that you can't like, you don't really know where his politics align. Because he has fun with everything.
He does. And
you have an idea where they align, but like for the most part,
it's not 100% leaning hard into one thing.
It's not like Shane Gillis, who's a definite Republican. I was texting with Shane yesterday.
Yeah.
I fucking love that guy.
He's hilarious.
He is the fucking funniest.
Yeah, he's so
funny. Keep going.
So Tim, I mean you can just
Shane Gillis will be with me at Red Rocks.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's a good choice. With Tim, you can just set him up, and it's like you can set him up with, you know, culture stuff. You can set him up with anything political, any hot button thing in the news, and you just know he's just gonna just run with it, and it's gonna be great. But I play the clip
The live one
on the live show of you saying that, and I go all I want. Is honesty. I'm going to show you something, and I just want you to be honest, and I can take the honesty.
Okay. He's already in a bad place to be honest, but keep going.
The clip plays, and he goes, no, I never said that. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. And I go, really? I go, so you, when he goes, no, he goes, Bert is like a foam shoe beach retard.
A foam shoe
like the guy
I got it.
And the guy who asks you for the pass if you're supposed to go to the beach. Oh, I laughed so hard I almost died.
Fucking.
Oh, God, it was great.
God. I hate that it made me giggle.
I know.
He is so fucking funny. He really is. Fucking so funny.
But also I was like, where did you get that from? You just made that up.
I would love to be in there the day he saw that happening and then it went into his brain. And like that's the thing about Tim is
no,
like,
but where you came up, you're like, no, I think Tim said he actually,
oh I know he did. He pulled me aside privately.
Oh, this was a private conversation.
He was like privately, he was like, Bert, I'm so attracted to you. Would you be interested in on the tour bus? Me and you. Okay. No, that never happened.
Okay.
I my memories don't ever fucking I would never put money down on my memories. My memories are
do you think
so,
I do?
So suspect.
Do you think I ever fucking count on
I'll
your memory?
I'll start a memory and George will just look at me like, that never happened. And I was like, bullshit. I won the Florida State Regatta. I got bit by a bat. I've had a lot of things happen to me in my life that you, fuck you.
Yeah.
Pivot.
Okay.
Have you seen the Manti Te'o documentary?
No, I've heard it's fantastic. I remember that so well because, you know, I love college football and that storyline was crazy. And they had an amazing season and he was actually an amazing player that season too.
I just watched it. I watched the very beginning of the first episode and it's interesting immediately. And I don't know if this is the way that culture has dictated my feelings to be. I don't know if 10 years ago I would have felt differently because of this, but the person who perpetuated the hoax, did the Cat Fisher,
yeah,
is now a trans woman. Trans woman? Yes. Yeah, trans woman.
Okay.
And so immediately I went, and then she's telling the story of like, have we really been going for an hour and 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Immediately, she starts explaining that this character, that Linnaeus, that she created, was a way for her to escape and live this other life. And and immediately I just got very empathetic to that person, really empathetic to that person. And I was like, oh man, like, wow, this is going to be a crazy story. And then I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
I stopped watching it. And I think I said somewhere like, oh yeah, man, my heart really broke for that young lady. And they're like, you haven't seen the whole fucking thing? Dude. I walked away going, Manti Te'o, everyone deserves to give Manti Te'o $1 in this country and set him up for the rest of his life. He's probably fine with money, but set him up for the rest of his life and let him find a place to allocate those dollars because he's a great person.
I've heard
of
nothing but that.
But did you know, I didn't know that people just started calling him gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he got incredibly bullied by so many people, especially online, you know? Yeah.
Online.
It got brutal.
And I had no idea that they were like, I remember when this happened and I was like, wow, that's crazy. How the fuck, what is this? Like, is this
not a joke? I sent him one of those where you cut the letters out of the newspaper clippings and it said like homo, and I mailed it to him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah. I said, all Notre Dame players are homos.
I texted him last night.
He did. When you text him,
yeah. I was watching the documentary. I was just like, you know, you're a bigger man than me. Like, I fucking would lose. I would put a gun in my mouth.
It would be terrible.
If the fucking world.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I think he was. I mean, I'm not speaking on behalf of him, but from what it looked like, he was probably a virgin. He's very, very, very religious.
He was very religious.
He's a Mormon.
I want to say he was a Heisman hopeful that year.
He was. It was him, Johnny Manziel, and T.J. Bradley. I don't know. I just made that name up. The guy looked like a DJ Bradley. And but it was him, Johnny Manziel. That was an interesting Heisman class.
Yeah.
But he, imagine being extremely. Can I tell you, I sometimes think it's not fair that Johnny Manziel turned out the way he did. Who's the other guy? K-State? You don't recognize that guy?
That is.
I'd love to know that guy's story.
That's the quarterback from what? Oklahoma?
K-State.
K-State?
Yeah.
What?
Johnny Manziel, Manti Te'o, and who?
I can't.
They don't even have his name. I bet he's like, hey man, can you guys just drop it? I took one picture of these two guys.
Why am I not?
But think about like, Manti Te'o is a great person top to bottom. Has always done the right thing.
Yeah.
His parents say there was two things he said, yes, dad, and yes, mom. Mm-hmm. Never questioned them. Busted his ass. Lived in a life of God in the Mormon church. Followed the Lord. When the Lord gave him direction, he went, I got you. It's not maybe what I want to
do.
You're right.
You're right. K-State quarterback Colin Klein. Okay.
I don't remember him. He committed a bank robbery, I think. This is an interesting Heisman class. And so, I'm joking. Does all the right things. Finds a girl online that's gorgeous. Doesn't know. He's naive at best. Yes. Very naive. Doesn't want to admit to people, I've just been chatting online. But he says, I met her. Is told she dies. He doesn't do one thing wrong. He doesn't do one. Not one thing did he do wrong.
Yeah.
Except for maybe lying to his dad and saying, I've met her because he was embarrassed.
Right.
And then all this shit happens to him. You want to talk about life not being fucking fair?
Yeah.
You do everything right and you don't lie at all. And then fucking that shit happens to you. And then especially as a religious person, I'm sure the Mormon church isn't like super cool with gay people. You get branded as a homosexual.
Yeah.
And then you still get married. You still have a family. You go back to Hawaii and you live a great life. And then you and you and he's forgiven the dude who catfished him. He's forgiven all the people online that have gone after him. And he goes, you know, it's hard. People say you want a picture. And I know that same person trashed me online probably a year ago. And as I sent that text message, I went, did I ever make an anti-Tayo joke?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean,
I
didn't know people were calling him gay.
I think the thing that registered the most is you, I remember, you know, the story is that you immediately empathize with like, oh my God, this is humiliating. You know,
yes.
I have a sensitivity to humiliation. I think, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't like to humiliate people.
Oh, you know I don't. Mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'll burn someone in the crowd for saying, but like, yeah. I don't like the idea of like somebody comes in here and like, I'm going to fucking embarrass this guy.
Yeah.
So like when I remember seeing that story and being like, man, feeling that how horrible that must feel to be like so exposed. I think you get so exposed that you actually probably get past, you know what I mean? When everybody shames you, you're just like, I mean, now it's like, it's known. There's no, the shame almost probably goes away.
Shane Gillis has talked about it.
Really?
Yeah. About what that is like. And he said, it's just surreal.
Yeah.
It's surreal. And there's a, you know, like there's a select group of people that have experience that. I pray to God I never have to deal with it. I mean, I just pray to God that like for whatever reason, I mean, like, and but that's possible.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to speak in absolutes anymore, because I always say like I don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Well, I did one time. I definitely did as an adult one time. I definitely did. Yeah. So like I'm trying not to speak in absolutes, but like that, can you imagine? You didn't do anything wrong. And then that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he went from "there's Manti Te'o" to "there's Manti Te'o."
Yeah. Yeah.
The shift.
I mean, that.
There's that gay guy, Manti Te'o.
He was a good looking dude, too.
Yeah, he is. He still is.
A good looking dude. Jacked.
Yeah. He's a fucking all American linebacker, man.
God damn it.
Right. Oh, one last thing.
What?
Because we talked all about these porn people.
Yeah.
Do you want to support your favorite porn person?
Yeah.
Buy their content. Like, go to their, you know what I mean? That's what they,
ooh.
You can watch. Everybody goes to like,
go to their OnlyFans.
Go to their OnlyFans. And if you are a big supporter or you're a fan of
something. I let all my OnlyFans run out and I lost that credit card.
Yeah.
And so now it was easy to resubscribe.
Yeah.
So I just hit resubscribe and then be like, another month or whatever, another 6 months, another 9 years.
But if you want to support them, that's the way, you know, buy their content from them if you want to be a big fan.
I have a link on my website, burtburtburt.com, that has all the porn sites that you want to subscribe. Mostly it's Atlantic City and September 3rd and 4th.
Yeah.
But,
I'm on tour. I've announced international.
Oh, when are you going international?
So January, I do Australia, New Zealand.
Okay.
And we moved to, in Sydney, we moved to we moved venues. We moved to the bigger theater. And then I haven't yet announced the next stuff, which is in a, it's more international dates, but I have a bunch of them.
Really?
A lot. Yeah. Oh yeah. We moved to the Aware Super Theater in Sydney.
Is that different than the Sydney Opera House?
It is different. It's larger. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I just planned out.
And just so you know, if you had tickets to either show on the 20th and 21st at the previous venue,
yeah,
for either time, they apply to the show on the 20th or 21st at the.
So you've added a show in Melbourne.
Yeah,
we've added two shows in Melbourne.
I don't know where we're at, man. We're doing what, 4 in Brisbane, I think. We're doing a lot of shows in Australia.
Holy shit!
And then we will announce so many more international shows soon. I can't say them yet.
Well, I'll show you my international schedule.
Is it crazy?
What's so funny? I think it's flip-flopped.
And I announced my Netflix special is being shot.
When?
It's being shot.
Where are you shooting it?
In Phoenix.
For real?
Yeah.
Where are you shooting it?
At the Celebrity Theater.
I hate your guts.
Why?
That's the best place to shoot a special.
We'll see.
That is the best place to shoot a special.
November 4th. That is the 4th.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My birthday is November 3rd.
I know that.
You're just shooting two shows?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
I always shoot four.
Oh, maybe I will.
I'm certain Have you put out tickets yet?
I don't know.
There's going to be 6 fucking shows. You're going to do 10 shows and fucking... You're going to do... You could shoot... You should do the Chappelle and do... I think you shot 19 shows.
That's crazy. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I think that you give yourself too much. That Celebrity Theater is one of my favorite places to perform in the world. It's rad. It's so great. Yeah. That's going to be an amazing special.
I hope so. And yours, you're shooting yours in Omaha?
Omaha, yeah. Are we going to release our specials like back to back like we did last time?
Hopefully there's a pandemic and it allows us to...
Oh, monkeypox!
Yeah, monkeypox. I hope it starts taking people down. You're forced to stay home. We could do that again.
What, Celebrity Theater, have you released tickets? Have you put those on sale yet?
The first show went on pre-sale last week.
Okay. Well,
you know, yeah. By the time this airs. So, yeah.
And so, yeah. Well, nice. I'm doing mine in Omaha.
Omaha. Where at?
I don't know. The Good. Orpheum.
Okay.
I think they're sold out.
All right.
We're doing four. We're shooting four. We can only shoot 4 because fucking Cornhuskers are Saturday.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to compete with that.
No.
It doesn't matter who's in town.
At all.
It could be the Stones. It could be fucking Harry Styles.
It was a little the Chevalier in Boston.
Yeah, that's my encore play to Boston. I already did Boston.
When's this? Is this in November?
Yeah, but I already did it. I already did the Wang and...
So wait, why didn't we... We should have done... I have so much to talk to you about.
Here, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap this up and then we'll go eat lunch and then come do another one.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.